call the meeting to order. We have a quorum present. We're going to get started. I'm going to start off, first of all, by saying I apologize. As I mentioned up here, I haven't slept past 6:30 in 2 years. This morning, I woke up, and it was 7:38. I can't believe it. God has a sense of humor. This is the House Subcommittee on Corrections, and we got a current president. We got an opening statement here. I'd also like to inform the committee and the public of my intention to host a joint committee next week and a field meeting at the Stillwater Correctional Facility in the coming weeks. We will also be coordinating a volunteer tour of the correctional facility, hopefully at the end of next week, for committee members ahead of our planned field hearing. Please look for future information via the email. Now I think we're just going to go around and let everybody have a chance to introduce themselves, tell us a little bit about themselves, and maybe what they are hoping to accomplish in here. Members and staff, so everybody has an idea of who we're talking about. Representative Zerwas, would you be willing to start off?
Good morning, Mr. Chair. Members, my name is Nick Zerwas, going into my fourth term in the House. I have previously served on the Public Safety Committee and wasn't able to work it with the schedule, but excited to be a part of your Corrections Subcommittee, hoping to find ways we can help support our staff and make the prisons a safer environment to work in.
Okay, I'm Shelley Christensen. I'm 8 days in to my to my role as a legislator. I'm from the Stillwater area, 39B. So I have two large prisons in my district, and I too am concerned about safety at the prisons. And also programming. I'd like to see what we can do about better programming. Thanks.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. I'm John Poston. I represent District 9A, which is Southern Cass County, Todd and Wadena County. This is my second term. I look forward to serving on your committee, and I think that the issues that that I'm most concerned about are guard-to-inmate ratios and mental health in our prison system and jail system.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members. My name is John Hultquist. I'm the House GOP Caucus Researcher for public safety corrections issues, and I have studied those issues in the past, so I'm looking forward to being back in it again.
Good morning. Good morning, staff and members. I'm Representative Marion O'Neill. My district is 29B, which is Buffalo, Monticello, and Maple Lake. I'm also starting my fourth term with Representative Zerwas, and I've been on the Public Safety Committee since I first got elected. I've also been on the Civil Law Committee, and those committees have kind of shifted around. So now it's Judiciary and Civil Law, where it used to be Public Safety and Judiciary. So I have served in that realm basically since I was first elected. I've also toured all of the prisons. There are 11. I've toured all except one, which is Togo, which is way up by the Canadian border. I haven't quite made it up there yet, but I have toured all the other ones, and some of them more than once. I am incredibly interested in treatment, and I have done a lot of legislative work around the area of treatment, alternatives to incarceration and things like that, and actually expanding specialty corps across the entire state and funding it, and a whole bunch of hosts of other things, but I am the lead from the GOP side for the committee.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, fellow members, those in the audience and tuning in. My name is Representative Dan Wolgamott. I'm from District 14B in St. Cloud. Like Representative Christensen, I'm 8 days into my first term, and I'm very proud and excited to be here on this committee with you all, and am really interested in the public safety aspects of the committee, making sure that we're supporting our corrections officers, keeping them safe, safety for our inmates, and then as a result, making sure that our communities are safe as well. I hope that in the midst of of recent events with, seems like there's an increased amount of attacks on our corrections officers. We just had one in St. Cloud a few weeks ago. I'm hoping that this subcommittee can be a place where we can come together on a bipartisan basis and address those public safety issues. And I really look forward to working with you all. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Adam Koppel. I am the legislative assistant for this committee and for Chairman Jack Considine.
Hello, Mr. Chair and staff and members. My name is Jamal Lundy. I'm serving as a committee administrator. I worked previously in the legislature, the 13-14, 15-16 session, and I'm happy to be back.
Mr. Chair and members, my name is Jeff Diebel. I work in House Research and cover public safety as well as veterans and military affairs.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members. My name is Brad Tabke. I'm a new rep from Shakopee, where we have the only women's prison in the state, and 614 folks there today, and what used to be Mayor Shakopee. So we had, during my time, we had multiple escapes, and since then we've built a fence around the prison, which is, I feel like, always a good thing to have. So that was really good. So thanks to everyone in this room who was contributing to that, but just look forward to working on issues, which there are many that are affecting the women's prison today.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members, and staff. My name is Robert Heider. I am in DFL House Research for this committee, the Public Safety Committee, and the Judiciary Committee.
My name is Jack Considine, and I am the chair, and I'm from Mankato. For those that don't know, I worked in locked institutions for 28 years, and every so often you will see me doubled over where my ribs were broken. I had a knee operation, several other injuries that I sustained. I'm aware of how dangerous the situation is. We have a focus on prisons. I'm hoping that we can delve into a number of different areas, but first and foremost, we need to take care of the safety and security of the institutions, because until that happens, we really can't move forward. But at that point, and let me be clear, safety and security also includes the inmates. Figures that I have seen is, I think it's roughly a dozen inmates assaults for every staff inmate. So if it's a problem for the staff, it's also a problem for the inmates. My committee administrator and I were talking last night for quite a while about maybe a three-prong look at this for safety and security. Once that has been established for both inmates and staff, then we wish to look at community safety. And I think the best way to promote community safety is to have people coming out of prison with hope and a path. So my feeling is almost everybody that got into corrections initially did so with the idea of trying to help people. So I think that we'll be able to form a partnership with the staff in the prisons to do so. But I want to look at meaningful programming, educational levels, mental health treatment. And ultimately, I'd say the goal of this committee is to reduce the number of people that are in prison. I also believe that there is a tremendous talent pool in prison that we should be tapping into. In my time as a counselor at the Blue Earth County Jail, I lost track of the number of times that I would look at some young man and go, if you put half as much effort into a legitimate career as you have in breaking the law, you'd be the CEO of some company. So I think there's a talent pool that we are wasting as a state and that could be as a resource for us. I made it through that, and Jamal didn't even kick me once under the table. That was good. So, but again, first thing we're going to do is we're going to work on the safety and security of the prison for the inmates and the staff so that these rash of assaults come to a grinding halt. Anybody else got anything else they would like to say at this point? I'm going to try to run a Democratic Within Reason Committee. In that case, I think we're going to adjourn to caucuses so that the minority can work together for a few minutes and talk about what they want to accomplish and how we can work together. And the DFL members will be getting together to have a quick discussion about that also. So unless somebody has something else, Jamal, am I forgetting anything? First time as a committee chair, I'm going to be leaning heavily on Jamal. I'll be real frank about that. Okay, well, in that case, we're adjourned.